You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah! Tell me, what's the most radical radio station in the whole wide world?
BFM!
Say it again!
BFM!
Say it again!
BFM!
Yes!
Kids don't lie. Those kids don't lie. You know, those kids are probably all 30 by now.
Woo! Holly came from Miami, FLA.
Like, those kids would not have understood this song when it first came out.
USA.
When they first heard it on BFM, when they're just growing up,
plucked
over the breakfast table.
On the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side.
And now some of those kids might have been living
said, hey,
this song.
Honey,
I don't know, you know. The world's an amazing place, you know. Good on you, the world. Hi, Morgana, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Just talking about how amazing the world is.
So and amazing.
Why are we playing Lou Reed on the radio station this morning, Morgana?
I like it a lot. I've been listening to this a lot at the moment while I've been rehearsing for some reason.
Listen,
I've been
listen gathering. Listen to that PR. That's beautiful PR.
She did exactly as she was told.
Hey, Morgana. What are you into? Get some tracks.
Yeah, he just walked
theater,
into the studio.
Just
yeah.
My own theatre.
Yeah. Just theatre in the Velvet
that
Underground.
I'm doing for the Silo from the 24th of August to the 16th of September at Q Theatre.
But it wouldn't just be the traditional version of theatre, would it? Sort of a modern
take on. Sure wouldn't. It's probably some kind of sweet modern.
Knowing you, yeah.
Yeah, it's just the probably really good, really the best kind of theatre.
So guess what you're doing, what you want to do now, you know, what you want something that's like a classic. That's like been done a thousand times around the world.
You want a classic.
Bring it up to, you know?
You want to drag it kicking and shaking into the modern day present context.
So what do you do in a situation like that?
You take something, I don't know what, like Streetcar Named Desire.
Tennessee Williams.
Classic.
Everybody knows it. Simpsons. Ned Flanders.
Yeah. Stella.
Seinfeld. Stella. We take that.
Marlon Brando, gorgeous Marlon Brando.
Brando, ladies and gentlemen. And then we just pull it. Come on, up you come. 2017, come on. Come on, Sugar Plum, Sugar Lamb.
Sugar Lamb.
That's it. And then we chuck them nice accents on, and we're going to make it so nice for
you. Are you still doing the Southern accents?
Of course.
Beautiful. I guess you have to.
Keep going!
Southern America is so much of it. It's a big part of the play, right?
It kind of hurts my face a little bit, but I feel like I've built up some muscularity, and it's all right.
So even if you
sound like Frank Underwood, but a female version.
But this is great, right? Because even if you are updating it, you'd be loath to get rid of the southern elements.
Yes, it's just like it's written with those rhythms in there and everything like that. So, but there's also this other accent that I didn't know about called Yat, which
excuse
is
me? An, excuse me.
Yat, Mikey. What I said there was Yat. It's an accent from New Orleans, which is almost, I can't do it.
When they say New Orleans, like that sort of
New Orleans, maybe. They sort of almost sounds like
almost like a Cajun sort of bayou
sort of.
Yeah,
you get a bit of that.
That's one.
You have nailed it. That sounds
good.
I've been speaking Yat for years, actually, I think.
It could be an anagram.
Is it a class-based thing? So Blanche and Stella would have the Southern American accent, and then if you...
Yeah.
It's been interesting
finding out about that stuff. So, like, Jackie Drew, who's a wonderful actress, dialect coach, and all things good, and pointed out that if you were from the South and you're a bit more, I hope I'm not offending anybody, but like a hillbilly, you'd hit the R's, really speak like this, you'd take those R's and you'd hit them hard.
Mint julep.
But if you come up the class level a little bit, then the R's aren't so rotated.
Right.
And then you don't have to hit them so hard. In fact, you don't hit them at all.
Oh, that's lovely.
And then you get into House of Cards territory.
Yeah, that makes me want to borrow some money off you. Yeah. Big old plantation
just
money.
Sing out, Mike.
But can I just
jump in here, Sarah, and just say that I'm a millennial who, you know, I get my news from all over the place, and I don't really have time, you know.
It sounds like a confession.
I'm trying to do that guy in the News Hub ad. Yeah, that terrible TV ad for the. There's the father who didn't ever watch it. Apparently, never seen it before. He's 47, never seen TV3 News before. And then the son who goes, "Oh, I'm pretty busy. Yeah, I'm never home." And sort of thing. Oh, what's Streetcar Named Desire about? What are you talking about? What?
Oh, okay. So it's about a woman who comes back to see her sister. Blanche comes back, not back. Finds her sister Stella, who has left the the family estate plantation, just left that shit behind. Gone her find herself.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Good England. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
She's gone and found herself Stanley Kowalski, who is a, I think for Stella, represents a real sense of reality and truth in the world.
So the younger sister's basically gone off and embraced a upper middle class lifestyle, whereas the elder sister's been left behind with like landowning,
yes,
gentry
and
type
I wouldn't
deal.
Even say upper middle class, I'd say like we're just, it's gritty and it's real and it's passionate and it's violent. And
it's Brando in a greasy t-shirt. It's
Brando in a greasy t-shirt, ladies and gentlemen. Blanche has come back, has found Stella and turned up on her doorstep on the first scene that we start to play, and it sort of very quickly reveals itself that the family estate has been lost. And it's about the relationship between Blanche, the older sister, and Stanley. I think it's a fight for Stella. I'm not just saying that because I'm Stella, but I do think it's sort of like, who will Stella
I think
choose?
You see it how
what
you
life?
Want to see
They're
it.
All fighting for their own way of life, and I think it really resonates at the moment where we often feel like our way of life is being encroached on.
How
all
very
the time.
Trumpian!
How very Trumpian!
How under the category of mindfulness?
So we've got Streetcar Named Desire, Silo Theatre, mindfulness, and Trump.
Now that's it, girl.
Now it's a Silo Theatre production, but yeah, people might still confuse that with things. It's at Q Theatre, isn't
it? It's at Q Theatre, yes. So even if you did find your way to the basement, which is the old Silo Theatre, then you can just
hop, skip, and a jump
up the old stairs.
There you go.
Up
easy.
The bum hole.
I mean, enjoy doing it. Up the bum hole.
I'm sorry, I don't. I knew I'd say something like that.
Get out. No, it's the modern version as we discussed.
Yeah,
I mean,
so it's come up to a modern context, which is really awesome. A sort of post, not that we talk about this heavily, but there is a resonance in a post Katrina, post Afghanistan, Iraq, Trumpian era, in terms of the.
But isn't it cool that the story does modernise. It can be modernised. Yeah, that's I reckon that's the sign of, you know,
and the
true
writing
good story.
Is just good. So good. Jesus Christ.
Who wrote this play?
Oh, some dude. Tennessee Williams.
Named after a state.
Oh, shit. A brekkie's good.
Tennessee Williams, the king of repression.
I think it's probably one of the coolest things I've ever done.
And you have done, so people are aware, have done some amazing shit. Run us through your CV, Morgana.
Oh, thanks, Mikey, for just putting that there. Yeah. Well, I actually am really proud of the fact that this is the Silo's 20th year anniversary show, and I was in their 10-year anniversary show of Bear, which I was just after, based on Auckland, and the Tis Pity She's a Whore with Sarah Thompson, who's standing to the left of me. And when they asked me to do this one, I was like, didn't we do the 10-year anniversary? Like, wasn't that like 5 or 6 years ago?
No, mate.
It's 10 years ago,
yeah,
mate.
It's been 10 years. Yeah,
so for kids that are out there wanting to get into acting, it's for the long haul.
Yeah, you got to just refuse to do anything else. That's my motto.
But how would people know you from?
Recently was in Amadeus for the Auckland Theatre Company, Venus and Fur last year. Bit of Neighbours, that's always a good one to check out there.
Yeah,
Housebound?
Yeah.
Check it Housebound. Out on Netflix.
Housebound, eh? Housebound, eh? Yeah. What did you just say then?
Nothing.
Okay. And treading the board's still good for you. You could be doing films and TV. You could be just living that lifestyle, but treading the boards,
oh,
you know?
Oh, yeah, I've turned down so many things for this, guys.
hello. You know Simon Bunnett's leaving.
Oh.
Just saying.
Yeah. All right. I'm not saying I was offered that job. I'm just saying.
Well, rumour mill, hello.
Me and Gary McCormack, that would be good.
I like this.
And anyway, who else have we got? We've got the wonderful Morgana, we've got Tony Potter, we've got Mia Blake, we've got Ryan O'Kane, and Shane Bosher directing.
Stylo
legend. Just a collective.
Oh, that was fancy. Yeah. Look, it's just what a dream team. Everyone is really good at acting.
Yeah, good.
And directing.
Good. All the directors are good at directing. Yeah.
All the directors are good at directing. Yes. Yeah, no, it's great.
All right. So no pressure there either.
So I reckon you should totally book and come and see it.
So it starts on the 24th.
as a preview.
Surely you should be rehearsing right now. Surely, shouldn't you?
I've got to go soon. Sure, yeah, sure. Yeah.
This is no lie. I was told we have to have Morgana out of here before 9.
Then go. You're done. Go.
I just do want to warn people as well. It's pretty heavy. We're taking it into some places that you couldn't take it to in 1947 because of censorship.
That's how old it is, isn't it?
Ding. So, trigger warning.
Right, hear you.
Hear you.
August 24th to September 16th at Q Theatre, which is 305 Queen Street. The play is Tennessee Williams, A Streetcar Named Desire, full of wonderful people, directed by a wonderful person. If you would like to get tickets, as Morgana was saying, the preview night is slightly cheaper and it'll be the first night, so it's always bound to be a winner. You can get them from qtheatre.co.nz. Now, Morgana's got a track ready for you to play. We've let her pick more than one. Why did you pick this track?
This one I am a little bit obsessed with at the moment. I heard it actually on The Handmaid's Tale when I was watching that, and it just kicked me in the guts, and it's actually now the song that I listen to a lot when I'm prepping to be Stella. So
it's enjoy. A tune.
Thanks for coming in, Morgana O'Brien.
Thank you.
This is Cigarettes After Sex with Nothing's Gonna Hurt You, Baby.
Boom. 11 minutes to 9.
Whispered something in your ear, it was a perverted thing to say. But I said it anyway. Smile and look away. Nothing's gonna hurt you, baby. As long as you're with me, you'll be just fine. Nothing's gonna take you from my side. When we dance in my living room, to the silly 90s R&B, when we have a dream. Always ends in a hazy show scene. Nothing's gonna hurt you, baby. As long as you're with me, your picture's fine. Nothing's gonna hurt you, baby. Nothing's gonna take you from the sunglasses on to a favorite song. And we're laughing in the microphone and
the sunglasses on to her favorite songs. Nothing's gonna hurt you, baby. Nothing's gonna take you from me, say.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.